This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got 100 questions for Joel Skousen, and he'll be back with us again soon, World Affairs Brief Editor. But in the 5 minutes we have left, what else is front and center? What's on your radar?
Well, one of the things I'm most concerned about is the direction of our military under these politically correct generals and admirals. For example, David H. Berger, new commandant of the Marine Corps, seems to be obsessed with getting more women into the Marine Corps in combat. He's obsessed with putting in special education, indoctrination of all Marines to be politically correct. At a time,
does he know that's designed to destroy the human military ahead of the machine takeover?
I think he's a globalist. I think he's a liberal. Nobody gets promoted to be general admiral unless they go through these command and staff colleges and the National War Colleges, where they're indoctrinated incessantly with Georgetown professors who are all globalists. And you don't get promoted unless you are a globalist. So it doesn't matter if he knows or not. He's in agreement with it, and that's what's most bothersome. But even worse of all, he's promoting the doctrine of more amphibious landings as a way to stop the Russian China from attacking the West.
Ridiculous.
Can you imagine the stupidity of that? With thousands of miles of coastland, you think that a few brigades of Marines doing amphibious landings on the coast of China or the eastern seaboard of Russia is going
to
happen?
That's like the Poles trying to charge the German military in 1940 and being mowed down when they were on horseback. That is the most I didn't know he was proposing that. Obviously, you cut off supply lines, you use satellites, you use cyber war, you use missiles. He's saying land U.S. That is sabotage of the United States. Excuse me. You're saying, as a former Marine Corps officer, he is proposing 1940-style amphibious assaults?
That's right. It's incredible. And he's talking about downsizing the Marine Corps. We need to downsize in order to be more, to be stronger and do more amphibious landings. I mean, this is just ludicrous.
God, why does he, again, I mean, why does he just say we need horse charges?
Now the military has talked Trump into developing, and they've developed, Trump authorized it, a smaller nuclear weapon, and they're putting it on top of our missiles in the ballistic missile submarines. So that we supposedly now, I mean, we have manufactured.
Yeah, no, that's a Pentagon doctrine from 10 years ago, that it's not nuclear war if it's small.
That's right. And that they say that we need to have smaller nuclear weapons to deter Russia from starting a nuclear war so that we don't engage them in a larger. I mean, this is just ludicrous in the first place.
Which is designed to make them move strategic weapons up, but not just strategic, to move up the smaller tactical nukes. That sounds like a perfect recipe to start a nuclear war.
Well, as Scott Ritter pointed out, a former U.S. Marine Corps officer who was a top weapons inspector for the United Nations, he says, this whole doctrine was not Russian and never has been Russian. It was manufactured in U.S. think tanks saying that the Russians believe this. And he says there's absolutely no evidence that they intend to use smaller tactical new weapons to do limited strikes in America.
But that was always the U.S. plan, famously, with the Davy Crockett, had the first tactical nukes in case the Russians tried to come into Germany or Western Europe. We had those in there in the 1950s and 1960s. Wait, they're teaching right now that the Russian strategic doctrine is tactical nukes?
That's correct.
Wow.
And this is misinformation to deter the public from believing in the preemptive strike doctrine that both Russia and China adhere to. The Pentagon has just released a report, by the way, that China's going to double its nuclear throw weight in nuclear weapons in the next 10 years. And this goes along with my predictions. The end of this decade is when we are most vulnerable for a Russian nuclear strike. And if they're not doubling their nuclear capacity because they intend to only use bioweapons or only use tactical nukes, they intend to do a preemptive nuclear strike on U.S. military bases.
And as you
not
said,
safe.
Joel, they're not doing tacticals. They're doing supersonic ICBMs.
That's right. With maneuvering warheads, they're going for the major first strike doctrine, and that's what we need to understand.
And our generals are telling Trump, no, they're going tactical. These men are globalist traitors. That's an unbelievable. Thank you, sir, so much. I had no idea it was that bad. Thank you.
3 weeks ago, we told you the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ago when the major Israeli newspapers came out and called Nick Fuentes a white nationalist and was praising the fact that he was being deplatformed off the internet. Because Nick Fuentes, I wouldn't even call him white nationalist, but it's Israel that has race laws on if you're not Jewish, you can't date a Jewish person. Now, I'm not even against Israel's existence. I know the world's a sophisticated place. I know China's the most homogeneous place in the world. I understand that there's a lot of stuff going on in Israel. They can have the laws they want. And I agree that cultures should survive and enclaves of people should be protected. I think that goes for Zulu tribe in Africa, and it goes for Jews, and it goes for people that aren't even a race but are religious, say Catholic or Protestant. But I saw that, and Sacha Baron Cohen, of course, came out of the ADL and said, I'm anti-Semitic, learned elders of Zion. I don't even believe in learned elders of Zion, all this crap. Total defamation to shut me down. And to say, hey, that guy's Hitler, shut him up. Very, very dangerous. So he's got the Groyper movement, and he points out that Turning Point USA used to be anti-Trump and used to be never Trumper. And if you're never Trumper, you're like a lot of these guys. You get syndicated on radio and TV. You get left alone on YouTube and Facebook. In fact, you get boosted like Ben Shapiro. And then Ben Shapiro and all these guys perch up there like the lords of the earth, but they never won a free market debate. In fact, if you go to their events like Nick Fuentes does and try to ask polite questions, you get drug out by your heels. But when they go to universities, people like Ben Shapiro and people oppose them, well, they say, you know, that, well, they have a right to free speech, but that the whole neocon movement has their right to free speech as well. So none of this is being done from a logical perspective. And you have the never Trumpers teamed up with the left to try to censor everybody so that when the world champion U.S. ice skating team from the 80s says they like President Trump, the left says they've all got to be destroyed and deplatformed. This is a pillage the whole country and the whole system to the ground movement. It's really incredible that we've gotten to this point. So I decided when I heard all this last week to go ahead and pull the trigger and go to CPAC. I've never gone to CPAC, the biggest so-called Republican event every year. I don't try to be in D.C. or be in L.A. or be in New York. I try to be in Texas where I'm born and build something new. I don't need to go to CPAC to be anointed and be knighted into Ben Shapiro's club with the gay whale Gorka. But when I heard the National File was going to have some big events, and we're sponsoring part of it, and when I heard that other folks were going, I said, you know, I'm going to go because they don't want me there. I'm going to be there. And, of course, I'm not making a big issue about it. I don't care. CPAC said, well, you can have a ticket, but you're not media. You're not going to be on Media Row. You could be there, but, you know, we decide you don't exist. They're the people that fought Trump. We got Trump elected. So I'm going just because they don't want me there, and then I'll have the big hotel down the street giving a big speech at the Omni where they used to have CPAC, and I'll be doing other events that are open and free to the public. Just RSVP to nationalfile.com. There's a link up on Infowars.com. Come to the Emergency First Amendment Summit featuring Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. That's a 1,000-person ballroom. I want to invite Nick Fuentes, because I've told the folks, I said, I'll come if you get Nick Fuentes. Yeah, we're talking to him, so hopefully he'll be coming. I am a sponsor of it. I'm not running it. We're going to have Gavin McInnes there, Emily Weaver, and so many others. So he joins us now for the next few segments to get beyond whether you are a Groyper or not. The fact is that Trump has failed to stand up against censorship, and the Justice Department announced last week they're not going to go after big tech for antitrust activity. So, yeah, I'm glad Hillary Clinton's not in. But, man, and I've got my own thing with our audience. We're fighting hard for America. But it's becoming a bitch slap in the face, like Trump's our pimp, that he won't stand up against big tech and the incredible crap they're up to. Nick Fuentes, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I could ask a lot of questions, but tell me what you're planning. You've got your own event out here at CPAC.
That's right. So on Friday, this Friday, we're going to be hosting an event called America First PAC, which is the same as CPAC Political Action Conference. And it's going to be Michelle Malkin, myself, and Scott Greer. And hopefully we're going to have an alternative, sort of like you guys are having, to CPAC for perhaps people that don't fit in line with the Never Trump mainstream conservatism that's at CPAC.
Well, a lot of people that don't have shows or who aren't popular, they think getting on a stage is like the magic event. I know folks that have shows that have big audiences, but they get scared in front of a group of 100 people. But the way that everybody acts about events and then who speaks at their event and who that affiliates them with, I want to put on an event sometime that has like every crazy group, every mainline group at it to have a real just, hey, First Amendment event.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think that's honestly one of the biggest ways that they gatekeep now, the mainstream conservative establishment. And we saw this during the campus tour that happened with Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro during the Groyper Wars during the last fall semester for college students. You saw that somebody like Michelle Malkin was a perfect example. You know, here was somebody who is one of these legendary America First conservatives. She's been in the business for something like 25 years. And whether you like her or don't like her.
But she turns into an anti-Semite and is kicked out of her job.
Exactly right. Exactly right. For simply refusing to disavow me and the Groypers and other young America First conservatives, YAF fires her and tells her, you're not allowed to speak anymore. We will not host you at your events anymore. And so increasingly it's become difficult for America First, real outside dissident right-wing types to organize anywhere. We can't book spaces. We can't get organizations to greenlight us. You'll have mobs of Antifa show up. So
if anybody's wearing yellow stars in America, it's real America First conservatives.
That's exactly right. We're the only ones. We're the only ones where they're allowed to discriminate on social media. We're the only ones you're allowed to discriminate where you can't book a hotel for a conference. You can't book a space on a college campus for a speech. If you look at like
because
the legal
you represent,
or the de facto,
we represent true grassroots populism and what people want. The fact is we're selling what folks want, and we're real. And they can't handle that.
That's exactly it. That's the problem, is we're becoming too much of a threat as people that are actually challenging what the establishment wants. And that's exactly it. You know, at the end of the day, people do want to hear what we have to say. That's why they have to do censorship. That's why they have to kill us on the payment processors and everywhere else. They have to do that because if they didn't, there would be a real mass movement. And I think that's happening anyway. I think that's happening in spite of everything they're doing. But there's a real mass movement that's growing in response to what we're saying because it's resonating with people. And
well,
I think
by the
that's
way,
terrifying.
I don't want to talk about the ADL because they don't represent Israel or Jews in general, but they do represent the globalists. They came out and said that Ted Cruz is an anti-Semite because he said Bloomberg's buying the media. He spent $500 million. He is buying the media. Just as he's Jewish, they inject the anti-Semitism into it. They're the ones promoting it in the left, just like other leftist groups promote racism. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of the ADL. Has it doesn't hurt me to say I'm Hitler. No one believes that. But the fact that they're trying to do that and they're so disingenuous with that Rosenblatt guy, that Dr. Evil mini-me guy, is just BS, man. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I saw that Ted Cruz tweet the other day, and, you know, I don't think it's controversial to say that Michael Bloomberg, who owns Bloomberg, which is a massive mainstream media conglomerate or massive mainstream media outlet, and who's now buying, as you said, $500 million of commercials and advertisements to say that he's buying the media. That's an anti-Semitic.
But I mean, who does Rosenblatt think he is? Now Ted Cruz, who's a Zionist, is anti-Jew?
Yeah, it's absolutely. And that's how it goes, though. Everything's anti-Semitic. Everything's playing into a trope. If you talk about Soros, if you talk about Bloomberg, if you talk about Bezos, any one of these guys, all of a sudden it must be some kind of blanket.
By the way, is Bezos even Jewish?
I'm not sure. I heard that. I believe he's adopted. But,
he's adopted.
There's speculation.
He's adopted by a Spanish guy.
Right. I have heard speculation.
Stay there, Groiper. We have the Groiper patient one with us. Lord of the Groipers. It's a Groiper. We'll be right back. I love it. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And we'll tell you where to find this guy, too.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. Lord of the Groypers. No, that's not a group in Fuhrer. That's Lord of the Groypers is here with us. Nick Fuentes, heavily censored, banned off YouTube, a bunch of stuff for thought crime. And really what he's being banned for is being mean to Turning Point USA. And I want to be clear, I don't have some raging hard on to go after Turning Point USA. But I saw how they called Candace Owens for saying Hitler was a globalist. He originally launched the EU globalist plan. He had a global plan. In fact, they even have, I was watching a documentary the other night on mainline TV about the EU being created by Hitler. It was Nazi conspiracies. They were showing the documents. It was on like Discovery Channel. But she says that, oh, Hitler wasn't a nationalist. Don't say nationalist or Hitler. Hitler was a globalist. Here for Hitler. Here for Hitler. What the hell? And Turning Point USA threw her out the door. Well, that's fine. She's bigger than ever. But then everybody's just so scared, like, oh, don't call me a name, when the left has no power except the power we give them, Nick.
That's exactly it. Yep. And Charlie Kirk and Turning Point and Ben Shapiro, those are the people that are pushing that on the right. I've been saying it for years that, and as you just said, the words only have power insofar as we give them power. If we are to simply ignore them and say, we're going to put America first, we're going to be nationalists, in spite of being called a white nationalist, Nazi, whatever, then really the left's game would be up. But I think that they use those words, I think it betrays the fact that they are basically complicit in the globalist establishment agenda. I don't think it's indicative even so much of the left of using those words so much as it is, are you establishment? Are you a globalist? They fear populism. They fear the true right wing. They fear social conservatism, people from the heartland. And they use the same words as the left does, as the mainstream media. I'm talking about Charlie Kirk and
Charlie. Oh, they use the exact same playbook. And the left is exposed and defeated. The threat is the threat from within.
Exactly, exactly. And then that is why they have to use those words, because they know. And if we were allowed to go out and do our thing and this were to become the real mainstream conservatism, I think they know on some level that if what Donald Trump ran on in 2016, which was ending foreign wars, protecting our workers with trade, ending immigration, stopping open borders, if they were to allow that to become the real right wing in the country, if that were to become mainstream and the GOP would do that,
we would
after
see the
Donald
extinction
Trump,
of the Democratic Party.
That's exactly right. The extinction of the Democratic Party and even the globalist element in the Republican Party. That would be, like, huge for the
That's
country.
That's right. They're all battling for their lives, and the Republican Party can split into two different populist arms, a libertarian and a Republican, or how do you see that happening? Or, like, maybe a right-wing Christian versus just a mainline conservative? Or how? Because you need two parties. How would that split?
Well, I think that increasingly you're seeing splits in both parties. I think you're seeing on the left there's a divide now between the progressives and the more establishment-minded
Democrats.
So the left
just calls themselves, you have a communist party versus America.
Right. Yeah, that's essentially it. That's essentially it. It's this globalist element of people that are in favor of open borders and free trade and, you know, some kind of socialized program.
But you're going off what the demographics are, and I'm not poo-pooing that. I think you're right. But I want to change the whole paradigm, defeat them completely. The Democrats are all involved in crime, election fraud. They can all be removed. Without their command and control, their little commie followers go away. I'm saying if we got real supremacy of Americana, how do you then split that into a two-party system?
Well, it would be difficult to say. You know, people have said that it could line up with something like a workers' party, like you could have the working and middle class of all the different groups of people.
Exactly, against those that are more assigned to the corporatist.
Right, against the elites. And it's difficult to say exactly how it might line up.
So a populist conservative Americana party against those that are more mainline Republican globalist?
Sure. Yeah, I think people that are embodying or inhabiting maybe what Trump represented in 2016, I'm hoping that that will remain as a faction in the GOP. You see a lot of senators and congressmen that are much closer to Trump than they are to Mitch McConnell or Mitt Romney or John McCain. And I think that will be a divide. That'll be a fault line that we'll see probably if Trump leaves office in 2024, which I'm assuming he'll win in 2020. I think you'll really see that rift grow in the next 4 years between people like Nikki Haley and the neocons and the globalists on one side and the real right-wing America First, MAGA type people that Trump has inspired on the other side.
Well, Nick, I want to invite you and Michelle Malkin. I'm going to fly out Friday night, so I won't come to your event. Didn't invite me, but that's fine. I screamed at Michelle Malkin 11 years ago. I wanted her to forgive me. I probably was out of control when her security guy punched me in the arm. I hit him back, or he hit me with his elbow. But I like Michelle. Tell her I said hi. But I want to invite you, because I know Nashville Fall wants to invite you, to our event Wednesday. You want to come to that at the Omni?
Absolutely. I would love to go.
They haven't reached out to you?
I don't think they have reached out to me yet.
Okay, because they were asking me like a week ago to go, and I love the guys over there, and I even said, hey, let me sponsor it. They were getting a smaller event, and I said, hell, for like $20,000 more, you can get a bigger one, so I'm sponsoring it, but I'm not telling them who to have there. I said, I want Nick Fuentes, and I said, I know they're having an event. You want to get Michelle Malkin, because I want to, like, people love people coming back. I like to get up there with her and tell her, I'm sorry, I was mean to you. You know, she was full of crap saying the Marines didn't throw a puppy off a cliff. They did. It was a real puppy. She said, I lied. It was a robot. Whatever. It was over the top. And I almost beat up her security guys. I mean, I'm on tape. One of them hit me, and I knocked him the next week. But I just want to be friends with her, and it's all stupid. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. Yeah, I think we should, you know, put aside maybe past grudges or things like that, because I think we're all on the same page fighting the globalists. So, but, yeah, it sounds like an awesome event. I'd love to come. I think we're really seeing the consolidation of all the right forces coming together in the past year, and maybe we'll all be gearing up for the election together. So, and I like the sound of that a lot.
Well, I like the political incorrectness, too. Because
oh, absolutely.
And you haven't done the things they say you've done. Neither have I. And I'm just, that's why they said, hey, we come speak to this venue. And I said, that venue holds 300 people. I said, get a bigger venue. And they were going to get the Trump Hotel and that. And then that got sold before that. I said, so, again, it's not my event, but I am paying for part of it. Because I just want to have where CPAC used to meet in a big ballroom. And, hey, I'm paying for the drinks. The listeners are paying. I'm getting a round of drinks. Everybody's there and some food. Just because I want to say, hey, we're important. We love freedom. We love justice. And we're not just, you know, obsessed with CPAC. Are you going to go to CPAC or are you banned from that?
I'm actually banned from CPAC officially. I was banned last year. I tried to get a ticket, and I was not able to do that. I got kicked out, actually, last year. They tried to kick me out. I ran away. But this year, I believe I'm on the same blacklist. The usual suspects are responsible for that, but I'll be there. I'm going to try to infiltrate, and I'll definitely be floating around the Gaylord Hotel.
Because I'm not going to CPAC to try to confront anybody. I'm going to get mobbed and do a bunch of interviews and have a great time. I don't need CPAC. You know, we brought Trump in. CPAC just, you know, and the Never Trumpers climbed on its back after we gave birth to it. But I've told them. I've said, I'm coming. I'm going to be nice. If you want to make it a big issue, we are ready to take it over. But if they just leave me alone, then it's going to be fine because I don't need CPAC. But, yeah, I guess they were concerned you might talk to Ben Shapiro, who just he's so royal, he just can't have a little plebe talk to him, or what happened?
Yeah, I tried to confront him at the Turning Point SAS conference back in December. I guess they don't want me to come to CPAC and be in a position where I might have to talk to Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro. You understand that these people can attack us. They can snipe at us on Twitter, and they can defame us and call us all kinds of nasty names. But we are not entitled to respond. They are the elites. They are the establishment. And, you know, that's
sure,
our
sure.
lonely
Shapiro
role.
Shapiro does attack me, and they do. But, I mean, I love it because he's so hated by most people. That's a positive. So I see Shapiro like, hey, Shapiro, do an interview. He'll probably run away. I'm not going to give him the chance to, like, run and say I attacked him. So he's like, he's such a delicate little flower that, in fact, I'm not going to even talk to Shapiro if I see him.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, there can no longer be any doubt. The coronavirus is man-made. We're all vindicated. They're admitting that now. It's spreading all over the world, and it's got a high kill rate. It's man-made. It's spreading all over the world. It's got a high kill rate. Wow. Yeah, we're selling a lot of storable food right now, but not the way I want to sell it. Governments have bought up almost all the other storable food from other distributors. We still have it. We have the biggest distributor in the world, My Patriot. They're our partners. They're interfaced with our shopping cart. You get your order in there. They're the ones taking it. It gets right out to you. Martial law in northern Italy. store shelves sold out there. They're saying a high death rate. So it looks like the cover-up is falling apart. If you want to be locked in to get your affordable foods, it was 7 days, then it was 10 days, then it was 14 days. This morning, it was 3 weeks. They called up and said, the orders are so off the chart, we've got the storable food, but we're 24 hours a day at our three factories. It could be 4 weeks maximum till delivery. It's less than that, but they're putting a little bit of a buffer in there. You need to get your orders in now on your three-week, your two-month, your four-month, your six-month. They've got all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's insurance that tastes good and is great and lasts 25 years in the big plastic sealed containers packaged inside. You're not going to find food of this quality at a better price anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And then separately, I'm going to Maryland, but it really is a suburb of D.C., National Harbor, but I'll also be in D.C. because we printed 2 million of these stickers. Save the First Amendment. There's 19 other messages, but this is the one we printed the most of. And everybody that goes to OperationWin2020.com and puts in your address gets a free packet of these, 20 of these. You can buy them at cost up to 1,000 pieces. We're going to Trump rallies. We're not taking them over. We're not disrupting. No, it's not how I operate. I'm not a leftist like Bernie. Silence is powerful. We'll just put it right over our mouths. Hand out a pack of them. It looks like duct tape, but it doesn't pull out your beard or whatever. You're a bearded lady. You know, men can have babies now. But you just take it off, put it on, and then have a discussion about it. It's a great way to do it. And just like Rolling Stone admitted that half the people in the 2016 Trump rallies and ongoing wearing InfoWars shirts, that really shook the left up. They went, oh, Trump is Alex Jones. Let's get him. That kind of elicited the whole attack, which is fine. I love it. But now that you'll have these, we're going to Trump and saying you need to do something now. And in closing, Nick Fuentes, Nick, now that you've been banned off the internet like I have been, I guess you're still on Twitter for now, at Nick J. Fuentes, it's always good to promote URLs. Hopefully you've got one of those now. What do you want to say about Trump, about the reign of terror and the censorship? Because I see it as his biggest failing, and I'm a supporter of Trump, but man, I tell you, I'm not going to lay down and take this.
I completely agree. I think the failure to address tech censorship is hands down the biggest failure of the administration so far, and especially because I think Donald Trump, maybe more than any other president, relied on the internet and his supporters on the internet, people like yourself and many other vocal Trump supporters on Twitter or on YouTube or anywhere else, to get elected. And so we saw that since 2016, we all saw the clips from Google and from Facebook and Twitter where they said, we're not going to let this happen again. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we can't allow an outsider, an outside of the establishment person, to get elected president. We're going to ensure that that doesn't happen by censoring all of his allies, all of his grassroots, popular supporters online. And that has happened basically unimpeded for the past 4 years without anything. I've heard that there's executive orders drafted for this. There's many ways that you could go about this. There's been legislation proposed in the House and in the Senate. They talked about maybe antitrust in the Justice Department or even in the Federal Trade Commission. There's a lot of ways to go about fixing tech censorship, and we haven't even initiated any of it, not from the executive, the judicial, the legislative branch, and Trump doesn't even talk about it anymore. Last year, I remember Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, Milo got banned off of Facebook. I think this was last May. And the president said that something was going to be done about this, and he was monitoring the situation. You know, infamously, he said he was monitoring the situation. And since then, that's really all he's done. Since 2016, it's just been monitoring. So I think unless and until he's going to address tech censorship in some capacity, even if he just starts talking about it again or there's a little initiative, it doesn't have to be a perfect long-term solution right out of the gate. But as long as there's some initiative and some actual force from the White House on this stuff, I think it's going to be a big problem for him, for his supporters, and for him getting reelected. So it really has been a sad thing.
Well, I mean, Trump thinks he has it sewn up, and they're like, sir, don't hurt the economy. You know, big tech's tied into the NSA, sir. It's you can't deal with it. It's too complex. Well, we're going to come bullhorn the White House. We're going to come to his events, and we're going to say, hey, we love you, Trump, but stand up against them surveilling us, controlling us, censoring all over Facebook and Twitter. Photos of his wife get blocked. If Trump's on Twitter with a race car driver, they block that. I mean, this is disgusting and un-American, and they've lied to Congress about it. It's now time to take action. In the last closing minute, Nick Fuentes, thanks for joining us. You're going to be covering CPAC. What else are you doing? You're doing that Friday event. What else is going on?
Yeah, well, thank you again so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be on InfoWars with you. Yes, we're doing AFPAC, which is on Friday, and that is in Washington, D.C., same weekend as CPAC. And I'm also planning on doing a college tour this spring. There's some details coming forward soon about that. And I am launching a new website where you can watch me stream my show, which will be independent of any platform. It's going to be totally proprietary, so be on the lookout for that as well.
Well, that's good. And you're going to be Wednesday coming to the National File event at the Omni in D.C.
Absolutely, yes. I will make it out there, and hopefully I'll see you there.
All right, I'll be there. Nick Fuentes, thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, I've got a bunch of Islamic criminal activity to cover, and some big Harvard professor says 40-70% of people worldwide will be infected with coronavirus. We're going to hit all of that in the next segment, but I got to hit this. The federal government, state governments, the UN, major foundations are funding men dressed in demonic clown outfits, super scary dudes that would scare you in a parking lot, scare me, coming and meeting with your children. They've got names like, you know, fish pants, kitty litter, flow job. But let's put this up on screen if we can. You know, the color photo even shows the horror more. MP, that's member of parliament, invites drag queen called flow job to school, calls complaining parents homophobic. So if a goblin-like man, scarier than hell, scarier than the Joaquin Phoenix as a Joker, is going to have a meeting with your elementary students, you keep your damn mouth shut when he talks to them about how they can be another sex. This is just unbelievable. And then here's another one up on InfoWars.com. Transgender inmate accused of rape in women's prison facility. This is in the U.S. A transgender inmate who was transferred from a male prison to a female prison facility is alleged to have raped fellow inmates. Yes, men are put in prison with women. Well, if you're a man, you're in a prison for 20 years for armed robbery like this guy, you just say, I'm a woman, and now you're in the women's prison. Andre Patterson, as he's known, Illinois Department of Corrections, now goes by the name Jenna Monroe. Monroe was reportedly not welcomed by female inmates who she was transferred to in Logan Women's Prison in Lincoln. Monroe, who at the time, as described as a turbulent, reportedly attempted suicide with a razor, required outside medical help before being segregated. February 10th, an anonymous inmate filed a Jane Doe lawsuit against several Logan prison employers, allegedly punishing her for trying to report sexual assaults by the biological man who is put in the showers, the bathrooms, and jail cells with women, and they're saying he's been raping them. I don't know, a multi-time loser armed robber for all sorts of crimes that's got a big old tallywhacker, and he's in there with women? But remember what the CNN host Chris Cuomo said. He said a couple years ago, he said, in tweets and on TV, he said, if your 11-year-old daughter doesn't like seeing a woman's penis in the showers, their parents are bigots. Talk about 1984. This is what they are, raping reality. Raping reality. And so now men, armed robbers, are sent to women's prison to have their way, and the prison's reportedly covered up because it's a god, it's a transgender. Hell, let them in the bath with, let them in the shower with our little girls immediately. Not just prisoners, hand the children over now.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're trying to find out what happened with Julian Assange's extradition hearing today. I was on the phone with the lawyers and a member of parliament last night. I was supposed to call him this morning, and I forgot with all the virus news. It's just too much going on. Got Weinstein convicted on a bunch of counts. Didn't even cover that because the virus is so big. So I'm looking at hundreds of articles. You know, I don't just spread these articles out here to look like. Karl Rove reportedly used to have like a huge stack of note cards to intimidate people in debates. Well, I wouldn't bring those note cards unless I was going to use them. I mean, I've looked at all this news, I've covered it, and it makes my head spin. But just look at the leftist media covering things up. Because in Asian societies and Central Asian societies and Middle Eastern societies, if a woman is unaccompanied, she's an animal. I don't agree with that. But the left defends it and covers up for Islam and some of these other systems. Look at this article on Infowars.com. It's from Breitbart.com. Boris government. He's getting worse and worse. Oh, he did Brexit, but now he's a globalist. Releasing report on ethnicity of rape gangs, not public interest. Even though the local police release it, and it's all Muslim men, almost all from Pakistan. Kidnapping and raping little girls. Absolutely incredible. Here's another one. We already mentioned this, but ties together. Transgender inmate accused of rape in women's facility. Men, biological men who are armed robbers, rapists, in many cases, this guy, armed robber, they get put with women and there's reports of rapes. And they go, well, a woman can't rape a woman because it's the definition. It's a legal game. Here's another one. Virginia Dems vote to end mandatory reporting at schools for sexual battery, marijuana, and more. And basically rape. The left's not going to report on rape anymore. They're just a lawless criminal. Lawless criminal takeover, ladies and gentlemen. That's all posted to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. There's more articles. Bernie's campaign funneled millions to a company connected to Bernie's wife. You mean Bernie's stealing campaign money? No. Dirty commies? You would trust him. He loves you. He is Bernie Sanders. Daughter of Muslim Brotherhood affiliate appointed as Bernie Virginia campaign coach. Yeah, of course. The anti-Christian, we work with them. Moving on to other stories. Harvard professor says 40-70% of people worldwide will be infected with coronavirus. Harvard epidemiology professor Mark Lipschick says that the coronavirus will not be containable and that 40-70% of worldwide will be infected. The question is, how deadly is it? And then coming up, when we start the next hour, ahead of Carol Salinger taking over, I'll host a couple segments. 60 Minutes grills Bernie Sanders on communist support following major victory. So they want communism, but not yet. They want people believing in it, but never getting it.
I stand with Anderson Cooper talking about all of this.
So, yeah, is he a populist candidate? In everything but reality. ICE subpoenas liberal Oregon cities over dangerous sanctuary laws where people that have committed major crimes are left alone. But that's, again, how the ball bounces. That's how the whole dirty enchilada operates. It's how the whole thing works. Now, I've got more stories here than I could ever cover. But I'll just say this. About a year before we got banned off of every major platform, we had Twitter and Facebook and YouTube all call us and want us to have meetings off record with members of their team, some of them vice president level. And I had some of those meetings before, just about advertising and things. And in those meetings, a couple of which we recorded, but it was done in a private conversation. So what they weren't talking about wasn't crimes, so we're not going to release it. I say I'm having a private conversation with you. It's going to remain private unless what you're doing is criminal. They said, we want you to not criticize Islam and talk about the invasion. We want you to not criticize transgenderism and what's happening in the schools. We want you to not support President Trump. Or we're going to come after you. Well, you learn a lot about people by what they are obsessed with. They want the most radical form of Islam to run our lives. It does the most horrible things you can imagine to everybody. And they want people to be able to sexualize children. And they don't want us to support President Trump. That's the litmus test. And so I've proudly told them to piss up a rope, to go to hell, to go jump in the lake, to go fly a kite. But then I sit there and I watch Trump, who knows damn well what's going on. It has battle plans and executive orders written up. I mean, I had top law firms, three of them, write him executive orders and battle plans, different plans. And I know they got them. They got when John Kelly found out these were on his desk, he literally had a fit. It was in the news, like, Jones must be destroyed, and he's banned from the White House. Because, I mean, I had top law firms where I paid money to have former FCC board members and current ones, I mean, put together plans for the president. And they're like, we can't put up with somebody that takes action. But I don't tell you those stories and those pieces of history to try to say, oh, look what I did. I tell you that so you have valuable pieces of the puzzle. Because if this whole globalist thing is scared of a radio TV show out of Austin, Texas, and scared of me going, well, 2 years ago, I'm sure we've got to get him documents and plans. We've got to get lawyers and top people to explain it to him. And we know they're violating the law and it's a cartel. If I just get a plan to the president, he'll act on it. And sure as the sun came up, he got the plans and talked about them. And all hell broke loose here, which is fine. I'm here to take those attacks. I want to carry out this mission. I've made the decision to take whatever happens to carry this out. Doesn't mean I enjoy it, though. And doesn't mean I enjoy watching President Trump once we spent the time and the energy and everything to put it in his hands. Because no other lawyers had the balls. Because they know they'll come after him. They're all a bunch of cowards. So I paid lawyers, top ones, at big law firms, three of them, to write this stuff up. Because we take action here. We fight. We fight tyranny. That's what we do. We fight. We fight evil. Hell, I even wrote up a new appeal to the top lawyer for Roger Stone. His other lawyers put in a fake appeal to the wrong court, filed wrong, to make sure it failed, in my view. We went and got the transcript, wrote it for him. Just doesn't want it. Still, we fight. And you keep us in the game. And that's all I'm asking for from listeners, is to keep me in the game, because I know you're fighting. I know you care about the truth and you care about justice. But just pulling back from this, here's the thing I meant to get to. I get caught in like little historical and memory rabbit trails telling you what's happened. Because I'm so truthful, I just kind of go through my memory telling you what's going on. There's no filter here. Here's the takeaway. Here's the big point I want to get to. If they're so scared of me, and our limited resources, they're pretty pathetic. And they could be beaten. In fact, they've been beaten a lot. But see, it's not just me, is it? They know it's you. So when I tell you that you're the ones taking action and that you're the ones changing the world by backing me, when I go to these events, when I confront the head of Google, when I confront all these globalists, you are the ones putting us in the field. And it's that simple. And I just want to be kept from the field. You know, I don't fear death, but I like get scared looking at my children going, man, someday I'm going to be weak and old. I'm going to be dead. I think, I'm like, I better lay down foundations now. And I better prepare people now. And I better get ready now, because that's the real test, is putting your energy in now so that after you're gone, you live on for the fight. Because it's not enough to die in the fight for liberty. That's easy. You've got to be smart and make sure you lay down foundations and booby traps for the globalists so your full will is poured into this so they can take your body out, but your spirit still haunts them forever. And now I'm working on that in my life, pouring my spirit into everything I do, pouring it into the sword of truth, pouring it into the army of justice, pouring it into the human future. And you know, I can actually feel victory in the future.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.